Let's go to Brussels next, where EU leaders, including the Taoiseach, have been meeting to talk about Ukraine, pledge their support, but not the 5 billion euro that Ukraine's president wanted now for ammunition, and talk about defence and how to take over defence of the continent from the US. Our Europe editor Tony Connolly is in Brussels. Ukraine top of the agenda again, Tony.
Yeah, that's right. It fairly much dominated the summit there yesterday, Gavin. It finished late last night. I mean, a lot of very strong support for Ukraine in light of Donald Trump's volatile approach to the conflict and fears that even though a ceasefire process is taking root, you know, it could be steered to the advantage of Vladimir Putin. Ahead of this summit, there had been a call by the EU's foreign policy chief, Kaja Kallas, for a 40 billion euro fund for immediate military support for Ukraine. That would be based on the what's called the redistribution key, meaning that it's coordinated depending on the wealth of each member state. Now, big countries like France and Italy were somewhat perturbed by that, and it didn't really get the support that she wanted. Even a 5 billion euro fund that President Zelensky himself said was really urgent, there was no consensus on that either. There obviously have been a lot of tranches of military support going to Ukraine over the past 3 years. Some of that money has been blocked by Hungary. That's why there's this workaround by Kaja Kallas. But the Antonio Costa, the president of the European Council who chairs these meetings, he believed that there would be consensus found in due course.
Defence spending and taking back control from Trump. What's their plan, Tony?
So this is a report in the Financial Times this morning that a number of Europe's biggest military powers, the UK, France, Germany, some of the Nordic countries, are working on a proposal that they would give to President Trump ahead of the NATO summit in The Hague in June that would essentially see a phased transfer of the NATO burden from the United States to the European pillar. The US by far spends the most out of NATO. It has 80,000 troops in Europe. It provides all the heavy lifting capacity, the satellite, the nuclear umbrella. The idea would be that there's a gradual transfer of those responsibilities over to the Europeans and that it would be done in a structured and gradual way rather than any precipitous departure by President Trump, which is what many member states or members of NATO fear might happen. So this is a way of trying to deprive Donald Trump of one of his constant gripes about the Europeans. But it seems to be a massive undertaking, and that's why they're talking about a 5 to 10 year period.
Tony, thank you. That's our Europe editor, Tony Connolly.